joining us right now, just another guest on the show that, you know, you may have heard of. Say hi, everybody, to Rihanna.
Hi, Rihanna.
How lucky are we?
Hello.
Oh, my.
Hello.
What's up? Rihanna.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Hi.
You're up early, and
I know.
This is something you have to get used to when a new record comes out, huh?
Exactly. when everything gets pretty crazy.
Did you enjoy sleeping in, though, for the last few months?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't sleep in all the time, and usually I didn't go to bed very early, but we did a lot of studio, actually, a lot of late nights. We usually start late at night, but definitely love the sleeping in.
It's such a weird transition because when you're recording the album, you're in studio till 5 or 6 in the morning, and then you sleep all day. And then when it's time to promote the album, you got to get up at 5 in the morning and sleep up all day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's completely opposite, but I'm used to both.
Where are you calling us from this morning? It almost sounds like an international connection.
Ooh.
Actually, I'm in my hotel room in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Love California.
Yeah, we have some stuff to do out here, a concert and some promo. So. Okay.
You got pay-per-view? I'm just wondering.
They have movies and stuff in the hotel. But
sweet. Oh, no. Hey,
yeah, he doesn't really have time for that, kid.
What's in the mini fridge?
Did they give you a sweet cheese tray?
You know what? They actually had a pretty cool tray. Nothing that I would touch or eat. Because it doesn't look very edible, but it's really pretty.
Okay, as long as it's
pretty. But it looks like wax and stuff. But
ew.
It's supposed to be food.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I just sent you a message on MySpace about 2 minutes ago, and I wanted to know if you had checked it yet.
We'll wait.
Do you actually check your own MySpace and stuff, or do you have people that do that?
I don't have a MySpace.
Al,
you sent it to a fake one.
Well, your website does.
Well, come back to 1994, will you? Al's there.
You know, all we've been... You know, Rihanna, in addition...
Yeah, I never used to have a Facebook or anything either. I started one once, and it didn't last more than a day because I don't have a lot of patience or time to go back and keep checking it and updating and stuff like that.
Do you have a Twitter then? Do you have anything?
Well, now we have a Twitter page, but we only tweet things that are necessary.
Yeah, right.
Not like, hey, guys, I'm in Club X. So
promotional stuff.
I love Club X.
Well, then how does one really get to know you without being outside your home behind the trash cans like I was last week?
Don't mind us, Rihanna.
Yeah, we're just goofy.
Well,
hey, do you remember us?
This album is definitely big step into who I am, and you hear a lot, you get a lot of it because of the emotions and the delivery and the attitude on different songs. You definitely learn a lot more about me and where my mind is at and stuff like that. But this whole time, this new round, this new journey, I want fans to know more about me. Get to know me more.
You know what,
if this is where your mind is, though, and like the first thing about that is like Russian roulette where you've got this gunshot going off, are you still in that place? Are you still in the same mindset now that you were when you recorded the album?
No, you know, recovery is a process and healing is a process. And that was part of it, venting and getting all those emotions out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes, you know, even going through and everybody's gone through a breakup, and when you remember things from that relationship, it angers you, and you get angry all over again. It's not to say that you haven't moved on, but
and
some things are hard to forget, even though you forgive.
And even though the details of your life are, you know, well documented and everybody gets to see them, that's not true with everyone else. But it doesn't matter. There's still a universal connection that people make when things go badly in a relationship, and that's what you're singing about. You know what? I respect, Rihanna, that you don't Twitter or Facebook or anything, so that your expression is solely in your music, and I think that's cool. I'm totally down with that.
Thank you.
Do you remember
we
hung out last in the Bahamas, I guess it was.
Gosh, it was two Februaries ago.
Was it that long ago? Wow.
I remember. That was so much fun.
You were telling me, we were checking out.
I had such a blast there.
You had just gotten new tattoos on your fingers, remember? And
and cut your hair.
Yeah, you'd cut your hair yourself.
Right before the photo shoot, you and your BFF cut each other's hair off, and like it was like really short, and they were mad at you. Yeah.
Yes, she had to fix me up because I was swimming all weekend long. So when it was time to do the show, my hair was a mess.
You're such a rebel.
She helped me out.
Hey, the room you had in the Bahamas, is it better than the room you have in Fort Lauderdale?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah.
It was so pimp.
Cooler movies and stuff?
Well,
yes.
Hey,
if
they had great movies in the Bahamas.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they did.
You ever have the maid like knock on your door like, you're like, whatever, do not disturb, duh.
I hate that. That's the most annoying thing when you have a do not disturb sign up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they completely ignore it and just walk into the room or worse, knock really hard.
Especially, yeah. Especially if you're really into one of those movies that you're not allowed to watch at home.
Oh, stop it! She's not doing that.
Well, dude, I'll tell you what, Rihanna. I was in my room. We did a kids trip. We take kids to Disney World, and I was in my room just chilling. And I had the little, you know, that little metal thing where people cannot come in your room. And I had,
yeah.
And the woman tried to undo it so she could come into my room.
How did they do that?
Crazy.
I'm like, it's obvious I'm in here.
You must have had something special in that room.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Mac in the house.
He's got that Mac.
She saw you walking in the room.
I guess.
Or he, whatever.
Now, Rihanna.
She was having a Mac attack.
Since we are talking a little bit about movies, you know, the big, in addition to your CD coming out, the big release this weekend is the Twilight New Moon sequel. Are you a big fan of the series?
I love Twilight, yes. And I will definitely be watching it. Probably not this weekend because it's a pretty big weekend for me too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I'll definitely watch it soon.
Are you going to come down on either side of Team Jacob or Team Edward?
I'll make my decision after I watch it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you see the first one though? You did see it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Loved it.
Would you holler at Taylor Lautner?
Pardon?
Would you holler at Taylor Lautner?
If I was hot on him?
Yeah.
Would you holler at him?
Would you holler at him?
Would you holler?
Holler.
This kid trying to sound black.
He's
right
hot.
There.
He's hot, but I don't know if I'll holler at him. But okay. I think he's so hot.
Yeah.
Hey, Rihanna, you caught us right in the middle of our Rihanna Soundalike Umbrella Contest.
Yeah, we do it every day.
Yeah.
We need you to determine the winner.
You're the judge.
Each of us will do a piece of a Rihanna song, and today let's draw. Let's see. Today it's Umbrella. Okay.
Yay!
All right.
It's always Umbrella.
We're going to do the AAA thing, and you tell us who's best. We'll give our number, and then you tell us which one's best, okay? I'm number one. Here I go.
Okay.
Here I go. Hey.
All right.
Al, you're up.
All right, here you go.
That's number two. Here's number three in the umbrella contest.
I'm JC. I'm a Pisces. I like long walks on the beach.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty good, JC.
That's pretty dang good.
Now it's time for Kelly Raspberries. Here's Kelly. Here she goes. What'd you think of that one?
I'm going to pick number four only because she's the girl.
Yeah.
And she had the most angelic voice of all of you.
Thank you, Rihanna.
Wow. Oh, really?
Let's see how good she does. Say something else.
Kid, it's Rihanna. Wake up. It's time to work.
You won.
Up out of the bed. It's time to work.
Yep. Oh, you kind of voted for yourself.
Yeah, you won your own contest.
That's 2 years ago, Rihanna.
I know.
Do they give you the key to your beverage fridge in a hotel room?
Why are you so consumed with her hotel room?
I always wanted to go in a celebrity hotel room.
He is really concerned with my hotel room. But yes, there's a mini bar, and there, you don't need a key for it.
Do you have to give them your credit card?
Wait, whoa. Can you T-Pain that thing? You can have whatever you like.
That's T.I., dog.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
Dang.
Yeah, you got the wrong rapper.
I knew it was T-something. Rapper,
you guys are so hilarious.
Thank you, Rihanna. We love you.
Yeah.
So are you going to do a big...
I love you guys, too.
Are you going to do a big tour? And are you touring with somebody? When can we expect that?
I'm going to be headlining my own tour.
Awesome.
Starting in the spring. And
awesome.
It's going to be a worldwide tour, so I'll definitely be in your city.
The album is called Rated R. I want to say it several times so people know it drops on November the 23rd, which is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yes. No, it's Monday.
Monday.
Oh, Monday. You're going early then.
My bad. Okay.
Yeah, it used to be everything was Tuesday, and now they've jumbled everything up.
Well, this week is Thanksgiving weekend, so you get one day short in the week.
Awesome.
So they pushed everything up on Monday.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
Cool. Hey, so Russian Roulette, I love the song. And did Neo help you write that song?
Yes, actually, Neo wrote it. And we spent a lot of time together. He just wanted to make sure that he was very close to my story so he can put it in the right lyrics and document it in the right way. And I just love this song. This song came at the end of the album. It was one of the last songs that we recorded. And the minute I heard it, I fell in love with it. I thought the beat was so infectious in the beginning.
Yeah.
It just kind of sucked you in the minute it started, and you wanted to hear the story. And I wanted to reflect that feeling in the video also.
You know, there's going to be, for a while, and I think you understand that it's natural, that people are going to try to relate the lyrics in all of your songs to the situations that you've been through in the last year. And are any of them, can you give us a heads up, are any of the songs reflective of circumstances in your life from the last year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A few of them. But you know it automatically. Like, you, when you hear it, you know it. And some of the titles give it away. But everything is really personal, and some of it is really reflective of that time. But you get it when you hear it.
I can't wait to hear the whole thing. Nobody's now, I know a couple of tracks have leaked. I heard Wait Your Turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of it has leaked out. You ever go around and try to find the leakers?
No. I want people to hear my music.
Yeah, so you're
so
cool.
Leaking is okay.
You know, I made it for the world to hear, and yeah. I am really proud of it. So I was excited that people started to hear stuff. I didn't want it to leak.
Yeah.
But it didn't leak too far ahead of the release. So yeah.
That's right.
That's not so bad.
Here you guys, go. I don't think you guys have heard this. Let me play a little bit of Wait Your Turn for you guys, okay? Because this is, to me, this is the dopest song I've heard that you've done. Check it out.
Thanks.
Awesome. I have one quick compliment. You know, I think that with good producers, with enough money, you can hire really good people to make your beats great and to make your songs great and get great writers to make your lyrics great. But it takes a singer and somebody to interpret. And on that song especially, to me, you really become yours. I hear the Barbados Rihanna there, you know? I hear the real you on that record, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The producers we worked with were either people that we worked with before.
Yeah.
So it was a really natural step, this album. It was a natural graduation from the last one, and the people have been with me, so they know my growth and they understand me. So we worked with these new guys, Chase and Status, who are from London. Like, they're no one knows about them, and they make the dopest beats, and I couldn't believe it when I heard their music. And they actually did Wait Your Turn and a few others.
That's so cool when you can find somebody like that that's like nobody has any idea who they are and bring them forth.
Bubbling,
you know,
under.
One of your producers on this record is, I've said it before, he's the scariest person I've ever met in my life. Young Jeezy. He's man, he scares me.
Young Jeezy. He's scary.
Oh my God.
Such a nice guy.
Oh.
He's such an awesome dude. Really, really cool. Just always chilled and
chill.
Very professional. We had an amazing time working together, and we just performed together on our live show, the launch for Rated R.
So you don't worry, he's gonna cut you.
Oh, kid.
I do. He scares
never,
me so bad.
Never. You just don't get on his bad side. He's
Boy,
he's
sure
awesome
don't.
Dude.
Sound his good side. Right.
There was a director that told me he was doing a movie called ATL, I think. And and the director's like, let's try that one more time. And Jeezy goes,
nah.
No, that's good. And he's like, okay, that's good then.
That's good. It's all good, in fact.
So
Rihanna, I just texted the word Rihanna to 66937. I was wondering if you had got it yet.
That's funny, Al.
Did you get it?
Oh,
you are silly.
I'll wait.
Back to Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And her new album called Rated R, which drops on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. So excited, and I'm performing at the AMAs this Sunday. So
oh,
yes, you are.
Sure, you tune in for that.
What song are you gonna do? You gonna do Russian Roulette?
Do a mashup.
Can I make a request? Can you play Disturbia?
No.
Please.
Maybe you can do a mashup of Disturbia and Russian Roulette.
Come on,
how's that?
Disturbia. All right. Mm. Hey, in all seriousness, as we wrap up, I just want to say that the most recent interviews that you've given, where you were so forthcoming and so honest, first of all, it broke my heart in one way that you've had to go through the pain that you've been through, but it also showed me that you've come out the other side, and I'm so happy for you. You know, we've met two or three times,
thank
and you have a great spirit about you, and I just want you to be successful.
So, yeah, we love you, baby.
Yeah, we do love
you. Thank you so much, guys. You are so awesome.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
All right. It's Kid Craddock in the morning, Rihanna. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye, Rihanna.
Bye.
Right, see you soon.
We miss you.
Hey, have a Diet Coke out of that mini fridge for me, all right?
I'll get one of those bottles of wine.
$7.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
All right.
She's gone.
Call her back. We got disconnected.